Chapter 25. These also are the proverbs of Solomon that the men of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, transcribed. The glory of God is the keeping of a matter secret, and the glory of kings is the searching through a matter. The heavens for height, and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings, that is unsearchable. Let there be a removing of scummy dross from the silver, and all of it will come forth refined. Let there be the removing of the wicked one before the king, and his throne will be firmly established by righteousness itself. Do not do yourself honor before the king, and in the place of great ones do not stand. For it is better for him to say to you, "Come up here," than to abase you before a noble whom your eyes have seen. Do not go forth to conduct a legal case hastily, that it may not be a question of what you will do in the culmination of it, when your fellow man now humiliates you. Plead your own cause with your fellow man, and do not reveal the confidential talk of another, that the one listening may not put you to shame, and the bad report by you can have no recall. As apples of gold and silver carvings is a word spoken at the right time for it. An earring of gold and an ornament of special gold is a wise reprover upon the hearing ear. Just like the coolness of snow in the day of harvest is the faithful envoy to those sending him, for he restores the very soul of his masters. As vaporous clouds and a wind without any downpour is a man boasting himself about a gift in falsehood. By patience a commander is induced, and a mild tongue itself can break a bone. Is it honey that you have found? Eat what is sufficient for you, that you may not take too much of it and have to vomit it up. Make your foot rare at the house of your fellow man, that he may not have his sufficiency of you and certainly hate you. As a war club and a sword and a sharpened arrow is a man testifying against his fellow man as a false witness. As a broken tooth and a wobbling foot is the confidence in one proving treacherous in the day of distress. He that is removing a garment on a cold day is as vinegar upon alkali, and as a singer with songs upon a gloomy heart. If the one hating you is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For coals are what you are raking together upon his head, and Jehovah himself will reward you. The wind from the north brings forth, as with labor pains, a downpour, and a tongue giving away a secret, a denounced face. Better is it to dwell upon a corner of a roof than with a contentious wife, although in a house in common. As cold water upon a tired soul, so is a good report from a distant land. A fouled spring and a ruined well is the righteous one when staggering before the wicked one. The eating of too much honey is not good, and for people to search out their own glory, is it glory? As a city broken through without a wall is the man that has no restraint for his spirit.